Prosecutors, Chicago bank robbery suspect filled out withdrawal slip, handed teller ID. By Amy Furr on January 28, 2021. A man was arrested once he gave his identification to the teller while allegedly trying to rob a bank located on Chicago's west side this week. The incident occurred Monday at a PNC bank in the 3,300 block of West North Avenue, ABC7 reported. Federal prosecutors said in a criminal complaint that the suspect, 34-year-old Edner Flores Jr., was wearing a gray hooded jacket with a black cap, a surgical mask, and white work gloves with gray dots at the time, according to CBS Chicago. The outlet continued. A teller told the FBI Flores got in line and waited for the teller to finish with a customer. He then handed over a deposit ticket on which he had written down the day's date, an amount of $10,000 in the space marked net deposit, and the words, "No die, sick, Paxson armed" in quotation marks, the complaint said. A photo of the slip was included in the complaint. The teller activated a silent alarm upon realizing a robbery was in progress. To stall until law enforcement officers arrived, the teller asked Flores if he wanted to make a deposit or withdrawal, and he said he wanted to make a withdrawal. The teller gave Flores a withdrawal ticket on which he reportedly wrote $10,000 along with the numbers 123,456,789 where the account number is usually written in the date. The teller then asked Flores to provide an ATM card and an identification card. He handed over his temporary Illinois state ID card with his name, his photo, and his date of birth, the CBS report said. When police arrived, they joined Flores in line. The officers arrested him at 11:57 a.m. and also discovered he carried a knife, according to the complaint. Police recovered the two bank slips and the temporary state ID, and found it matched up with his real records with the Illinois Secretary of State's office, according to the CBS article. Following his arrest, Flores reportedly admitted trying to rob the bank. CBS 2's Tara Molina checked Flores' background and found more than a dozen arrests for crimes like trespassing, driving under the influence, and drugs, the outlet concluded.